two dads, and a very loose understanding of how the radio station actually works. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
The power of the middle finger.
Yeah.
It's
Well, it's gotten a lot of attention since yesterday.
Yes, it has. It was being done in the Capitol Rotunda.
Yeah.
I mean,
State representative
trying to make his point. That was his message. Both middle fingers up in the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, the middle finger at times, when I see it, I think it's childish. It's like, that's always how I see it. It's like, But then I remember that I used it on, I can't remember the last time I used it on an actual person. To their face.
Okay.
Usually it's me walking away from somebody like in a parking lot.
Doesn't count.
I know. But it was directed at the TV and it was directed at someone that I never thought I would give the middle finger to, and it was Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
It was
again to the TV.
I know, but it was the double bird. It was the
I can't remember the last time I've given it. One of the reasons is because I made a decision a while back to quit giving it in driving situations because I've come to the conclusion that the person who gives the middle finger is usually the one who's wrong.
Yes, correct.
What is that about?
I don't know.
I can't remember specifically the last time it happened, but it's happened many times. But I'll be coming, you know, over there on the Beaver Bend by the Price Chopper and Snookies.
Yep.
I will be going, I guess that would be southbound, right? Yeah, southbound. And you can either go straight on 41st Street.
Correct.
There, or you can make the bend and go down Beaver. Now, I live over in that area, so I'm making the bend. I make the turn.
Yeah.
And I always use my turn signal. Always.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, but I do because early on when I first moved over there, I noticed that people couldn't tell if you were going to go straight or
correct.
What you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people will pull out. So I use the turn signal. People will still pull out. They're from 41st Street at that stop sign.
Yeah.
And I've almost hit, I cannot tell you how many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've laid on the horns a couple times going, I'm turning here. And they'll flip me off.
Yes.
And I'm always like.
I know. For some people, I think when they.
What exactly was I supposed to do there? You know, I'm sorry, you have the stop sign. I do not.
Right.
I was letting you know I wasn't going straight so you wouldn't pull out like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause an accident. So, yes, definitely you should flip me off. So, anyway,
you're right.
I've just decided that over time I realized that the person in the wrong was the one that was always doing the finger. So, I just was like, I don't want to be part of that team anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fair. Justin just got flipped off in the drop off line. He got
at school?
Yeah.
There you go. That sounds about, well, the Capitol, the school drop-off line,
right.
Why not?
What other institutes of...
Did he think he deserved it?
No, in fact, Justin
they
was very
wrong.
Agitated because he's like, I don't know if this was some guy who's never been at the drop-off. Yeah. He's like, this is what we do. This
he
is
doesn't
the system.
Know.
He doesn't know. And he's getting all frustrated, which, quite frankly, in general, people getting frustrated in situations where you know it's going to require patience. You know the drop-off. And I'm not going to speak too much on it because I have never done it. I've never had to do it because I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to speak out of turn, but my best guess is it's going to require patience. So go into it with patience. Don't you kind of have to?
Well,
yes. You should, but they don't.
I will say that they all have a system.
They do all have a system. Mm-hmm.
And they're usually not real hard to follow.
I know. But it's,
and so if you are the person that's going against the system...
But don't you think,
I understand why people would get frustrated with you.
Okay, this is where my public defender side comes out. But isn't it oftentimes, or don't you assume, oh, is this like a grandparent or somebody who doesn't do it very often? They don't exactly know, so we're going to have some
grace. No, you can look.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them have cones and stuff out now and people directing traffic.
Right.
That's true.
So pay attention.
I've never done it, so I don't want to speak out of turn
here. We've all gone to a stadium. Where we have never been before, and you had to park, and you had to follow a system,
right.
And we all figured it out.
Not
all
tough.
I'm saying is have some patience instead of flipping the bird.
Sure.
Well, they were wrong. That's why they flipped the bird.
That is true. When you're wrong, I feel as when you're wrong, it's more apt to flip the bird. I'm with Ken on the point.
It is not. It's not my go-to move. It's just not my go-to move. I mean, I cuss. I definitely cuss.
Yeah.
That's a bad habit. But and I, it's not like I don't get frustrated. But that's not my. It never has been.
Daryl in Story City. What happened, Daryl?
Well, it just happened to be. Monday night. I was on my way home from work, and it was dark out, and I see this car coming behind me on the highway, just flying down the road, and starts, like, right in my tail end of my car, and I keep braking and tapping my brake, and then they fly by me with a car coming at us in the other lane, and they're on the side of me, so I'm flipping them off, and I realized that it was my wife.
And did she react?
No, I don't think she saw me do it until I got home and I told her. And I was like, because my daughter's been using our car to get back and forth to work in Ames, and so I thought it was her, and I was like, okay, you're done driving the car. So I get home and I see my daughter sitting there. I was like, who's got our car? And she's like, Mom. And I was like, oh.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm sure she had it coming for something, one way or another, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
She gets out of speeding tickets all the time.
Yeah, right.
I even think about going over, and I'm getting a ticket. I don't even get a warning.
Yep. All right, Daryl, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
What you do after coffee but before your workout. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.